We'll be right back, and we'll talk to Tim Galati. He's the Frankfort Hot Dog track and field coach.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierlandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Adults devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Now, there are children that are 58 years old, and there are grown-ups that are 25 years old. Adults devise a plan and follow it. They live with a sense of intentionality. They do things on purpose instead of by impulse, and that's called being a grown-up.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle on a Saturday, brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. We are focusing on baseball today. We've also got to talk a little track and field this morning with Coach Galati with Frankfort Track and Field, as we have Jamie Blacker here and the coach on the phone. Good morning.
Hi, how's it going?
Good morning, Coach. Thanks for being on. Know a little bit of late notice yesterday to get you on, but we'll talk about Frankfort Track and Field. And Kevin and I were just talking about every time you drive into Frankfort, you just get a reminder of Frankfort Track and Field and Colton Crum. So it's on the mindset of everybody every day. Wouldn't you agree, Coach?
Yeah. He was definitely a great athlete still.
Is he still at Notre Dame? That was going to be my next question.
Yeah, I believe so. I don't know if he competed in the indoor season, but I know he definitely was competing there last season.
That's great to hear. It's always a difficult time of year here in the end of March and this, you know, moving into April in Indiana, because you just never know what the weather's going to be. Have you guys been able to get out at the track and field site and get some things going?
Yeah, a little bit. And I mean, speaking of that, we actually were trying to do an inter-squad meet, just basically a practice meet yesterday, but also Thursday, and both of those didn't go well, obviously, with weather.
Right, right.
But that happens. Hopefully, it'll be better once we start up with a real meet next week.
Coach, how many years have you been with the Hot Dogs?
Well, coaching track, this is only, I think, fourth or fifth year. Third or fourth year, depending on, the COVID year that didn't happen.
Sure.
But as far as teaching, it's been 20 years. And cross country, it's been 19 years.
Can you talk a little bit about, I've asked the three baseball coaches, we had Coach Dudley on last week, but how that 2020 year not competing, how that worked out for your program, and how it worked into last year?
It definitely probably set us back a little bit. I would say the fall sports were probably more affected than the spring sports, quite honestly. That following year when we were able to compete, that would have been last year, right?
Sorry, right.
It's been so long, hard to remember.
Yes, that's right.
It seemed like it didn't really hurt us, and if anything, it might have been a good thing for the track team, because we're such a young team. That 2020 year, we would have been relying on a lot of freshmen and sophomores, especially on the boys' side. And sometimes, especially with the boys, that could be a little bit of a disadvantage if you're competing a bunch of seniors. And with that in mind, we did improve, within the conference, about three spots. We moved up. last year when we had those guys as like sophomores and juniors and, you know, one or two seniors helping us out and doing well. So it kind of, you know, hurt in the area of like being able to like, you know, still continue to improve as a, you know, with like technique and things like that. But as far as like hurting us, I don't think it really did at all. And then the girls were, you know, back-to-back with that gap year in the middle missing back-to-back third in the conference. So, you know, we just, you know, stayed the course there too.
Well, looking ahead to this year in 2022, how's your numbers for your girls and boys program for the Hot Dogs?
I think the boys are like within about five or six of what we had last year, you know, a little bit less, but still, we only lost, I think only about two or three seniors on the boys' side maybe that were major contributors. So we didn't really lose too much as far as like what we, you know, are returning. And then on the girl side, I think we only lost, again, like one or two seniors. I think two seniors that were contributors. And then as a result of that, we got a lot of freshman girls coming in, and we've actually, I think, almost close to doubled our numbers from last year on the girls' side. So we only had about 16 or 17 girls on the team, and I believe there's like 18 or 19 spots that need to compete at a conference meet. So we had a lot of girls doubling and tripling and even quadrupling, but did really well in all those events. But now we got definitely more depth, I think, in the upper 20s with our numbers, so that's definitely good to see.
On the boys' side, can you talk a little bit about some of the guys that will be competing probably in four events for you to help score for the Hot Dogs?
We don't have too many guys that'll do that. I think the only one that kind of comes to mind that might be doing a lot of events would be Angel Perez. Cause, I mean, last year he did that. I think he was in the three events. But he was one of, you know, definitely our top returning distance runner, along with Josue Bautista Ventura. Both those guys will be doing quite a few events for us. Other good like guys that contributed either to a few events or even just one event for us that did well would be Logan Wills, high jump and long jump, made it to regionals for both of those actually last year, and then Sam Michael is coming back too as a 100-meter regional qualifier as well. So, I mean, those are definitely, and both those guys are seniors as well, along with Josue. So those are definitely some major senior contributors for the boys' side.
You bring up Sam Michael before I talk to you about the girls. I was actually at that West Lafayette sectional last year, and I think he got third in that 100. Was that correct?
It was like a photo finish, I'm pretty sure, too,
which,
as well.
The two guys ahead of him went to the state finals, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and weren't they like 1-2, I think?
Or yeah, right. The kid from Harrison and I think the kid from Jeff, but it was pretty impressive to watch Sam run. I knew he was fast. I've known the kid for a long time, but I think he's got another book. I think both those kids probably back for those other two programs, but Sam's probably got another chance to get him.
Yeah, hopefully. And I know like the previous years he was always struggling with some injury issues, like freak injuries. I think in his freshman year's case, we got injured going off a long jump board at one of our meets early in the season. So it was nice to finally have him be able to finish the season with injury free and be able to do what he did.
Can you speak a little bit on the girls' side, where you think your team's going to be and who might be leading them?
And like I said, we got third the two seasons we were able to have that I've been coaching them. I don't see any reason why we shouldn't be able to maybe get at least top three again because of a lot of our major contributors, one of which is definitely going to be Karina Alanese, just like cross-country. She was a great leader, great competitor. Last year she scored in the conference meet in three events. She did four events. The mile, I think I had her do the 800, I can't remember. Maybe it was just three events. But anyway, the mile, the 3200, which are, you know, the toughest two to double out of all the events, just because they're the longest.
The events I didn't want to participate in.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And then contributed in the 4x4, and usually she was like our second fastest girl. I mean, a 400 and a 3200, that's quite a spread of, different distances.
Right.
Wide range, and she's, can do well in that, although she shows how, great of an athlete she is. Lorena Perez, she scored in a couple events for us last year, mainly the high jump. And then I think she scored in the long jump as well, but I don't think she's going to do the long jump this year, but we'll see. Mia Hernandez and Peyton DeBree, they're kind of like our jack of all trades, I guess you could say. I mean, they're contributing in hurdles, at pole vault, in the 4x4 and the 4x1. So that's definitely a lot of different events, and can do well as well. And every single one of them scored in conference, I believe, for all four of those.
Do you have some meets coming up this week, Coach?
Yeah, if all goes well with the weather, We actually have a ridiculous amount of home meets this year. I believe we have 6, like almost the entire schedule is at home. So Tuesday and Thursday, our first two meets. Tuesday at home, it'll be Clinton Prairie and Western Boone that we'll be covering for that one. And then Harrison, and then we added Faith Christian this year to that meet. So now we got Faith Christian with us against Harrison, also at home on Thursday.
The Frankfort Hot Dogs are a member of the Sagamore Conference, and can you talk a little bit about possibly, you know, how that's going to work out for you guys this year and where you feel like you might end up in the conference?
Well, like I said earlier, the girls, I don't see why we wouldn't be able to stay in the top three of the conference, just because of our depth and there are a lot of girls that are able to do a lot of things. And then for the boys, it's always hard to tell just because I don't know who exactly is returning. With track, there's so many different events, it's hard to know, you know, who's
right.
Doing well from which team and when and what school, or you know, did they graduate? I don't know. But it's hard to know, but I know our goal usually should be, you know, just trying to get in that top half of the conference. I think we were 5th last year, just missed. But, you know, the first year I was coaching, we were last. So as long as we keep improving in the right direction, you know, that's the important thing.
I still think you guys have a county meet, correct, where all the county schools come in and participate? Is they still
yeah.
do that?
Yep.
Is that coming up here later in May, probably?
Yeah, it's usually, like, right in the center, right in the middle of the schedule. I think Central's hosting it this year.
Okay. All right. We'll try to keep an eye on that. Coach, you got anything else you want to talk with us about before we let you go?
No, I don't think so.
Hey,
thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we'll try to get you on here, you know, later in the season. We'll try to keep up progress of how the hot dog track program is.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks for taking the time this morning, Coach. I know you got to get out and get to practice, but appreciate you being on.
All right, thanks.
Thanks. That was Tim Galati, head coach of the Frankfort Hot Dogs track and field team. We'll take this break, and we'll be right back to finish up.